I'll have to get you more of that next time, because that's, I just tuned in at the very end of that piece. So this is the sound of the lobby. I'm going to get more music and I'll come back to you with that. Now I'm standing here carrying a dog, and I'm talking to two people who are having their lunch. Two makeup artists who are having lunch right here. I'm going to ask them what it's like. What was it like doing what you were doing this morning?
It was great. Everyone was so appreciative and they were so interested in what you were doing, and you felt really good. Just even the simplest thing, like a little bit of foundation, they felt brilliant. They were really excited about it all. It felt really lovely. I was delighted with it all.
How many people have you made up this morning, would you say? Just on a rough guess.
About 10. 10 between us all. Yeah. So it's been a good few. Mm-hmm. Seems like they were just coming. But it was still relaxed, you know. I didn't feel rushed and they didn't feel rushed either. So, yeah.
How long did you spend with each person? About roughly?
20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. Yeah. And just having a really nice little chat about Christmas. And but the weather is a great conversation, as you know, in Ireland, especially the roses this morning. So that's what we were mostly talking about.
Wonderful.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was really
Lisa,
good.
Thank you ever so much. You're Let me go across here to Andrea. I'm going to ask Andrea. Come on, give us your impressions.
Oh, I really enjoyed this morning. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much. I thought I might be under a bit of pressure, but there was no pressure whatsoever. Like Lisa said, everyone was so nice, and it was lovely to put a smile on their face and make them feel better about themselves. And I've just really enjoyed it. It's a bit more relaxed now, lunchtime.
So you've made up women. Did you make up any children or any men?
No, I made up no children, but two men. And they really enjoyed it. They weren't holding back or anything. They told me to go for it and they were going to leave it on for the day.
Had they ever been made up before?
No, never. So, and
what else
did
they say?
One told me he wanted a little bit darker. I really enjoyed that because I just thought it's nice to have the men fussy.
We had a slight break there. I'm not sure where we left off, but we were talking about men. And so, your impressions of making up men?
I enjoyed it because I thought they'd hold back, but they didn't. They loved it and they enjoyed it and told me to go for it. And they looked really good, and hopefully it'll turn out lovely in the pictures.
It's absolutely stunning what you guys do out there. You know, I mean, by the time people get to the photographer, they're completely chilled out, aren't they?
They really are, and people are surprised at how relaxing it is getting your makeup done. They don't think it will be, but they love it, and they just go away with a smile on their face and just perked up, and just makes my day then. So it's nice to enjoy what you do.
One of the things that's on my mind is that you the makeup people, may never actually see the look on the face of the people after they've had their portrait. Have you had any chance to see anyone come out with their photograph?
I haven't spoke to them, but I saw them come out the door and they looked very happy, so that made me happy. Once the client, as I would call them, or the people getting their makeup done, once they're happy, that's what it's all about. So it's great, it really is.
Hey, Andrea, thank you ever so much.
No problem.
It's wonderful.
My pleasure.